Obviously, Cam Newton runs it very well. He's been running it for quite some time. You know, he's an excellent football player. It brings a dynamic to the read option as far as his ability to run the football. Clearly evident in the Cincinnati game.
Last game, he kept the ball a little more than usual. I guess we got a key on that. Study that and get ready to play Cam Newton.
He's getting back to his old ways of being able to rush and being able to run the ball and kind of playing on that ankle and everything. So we're gonna have to be ready for that.
You got to be a lot more sound on defense. So we understand that. We know that that Cam got out the pocket and run.
He's a pretty big guy, so he definitely adds an extra dimension to that offense, being a dual threat.
When he runs the ball, that we're gonna need a number of bodies on him and get to him.
His arm is probably top five. He can make every throw. Accuracy is not a problem. He has the strength, the arm strength to get, throw the ball 60 yards or whatnot if he wanted to. He's a good quarterback.
It's one thing to have pressure on him and get to the quarterback. It's a totally separate thing to get to him and bring him down. So I think that's where he's different from a lot of other quarterbacks.
As far as bringing him down, it's kind of a gang tackle mentality. He's a big quarterback. He kind of fights resistance, and that's how he makes some of those big plays.
You got to find a way to make him a little more one-dimensional, I think, with our offense. I'm not playing against Cam, but I can help our defense by keeping him off the field or kind of making him have to throw a little bit more if we can score some points early.
Much better prepared today than we were probably a couple of years ago, and I think it's like anything in this game. We've seen it more, and we spend more time on it.